1952, Memphis, Tennessee. High school senior and the once and future king of rock and roll, Elvis Aaron Presley, toils part-time as a movie usher and daydreams of a career in show business. He models his hairstyle after his favorite actor, Tony Curtis, and his singing style after his favorite singer, Dean Martin. Elvis was ready. 1960, after 2 years in the Army, Sergeant Elvis Presley returns home from Germany and begins his transition from rebellious rocker to a sort of latter-day Bing Crosby, duetting with Frank Sinatra on Witchcraft in Elvis's only television appearance for the next 8 years. 1962, Elvis is about to become a cultural dinosaur as the Beatles, Vietnam, the civil rights movement, and psychedelia overtake America. Elvis remains in a time warp. 1962, Richard Nixon, in a surprising defeat, loses his bid to become governor of California and utters his now famous comment to reporters.
You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore.
And becomes irrelevant for most of the 60s. On the campaign trail, Richard Nixon completes his own miraculous resurrection, promising he has a secret plan to win the war in Vietnam, a plan he can't reveal until he's elected. Nixon wins the presidency. The war continues for another 5 years. Nixon is back. And in 1970, 4 days before Christmas, these two icons of the 50s, adrift in the 60s, who strangely seem to rise and fall and then rise again together, finally meet in the White House for reasons that still seem beyond comprehension.